Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. Clips of the Week 19 for you. We'll rattle through them. We're going to kick off with Siobhan Ahern, not a regular on the Clips of the Week.
No.
Interestingly enough, this clip was suggested by
Siobhan
Ahern. Siobhan
Ahern. She says, submitting myself now for Clips of the Week. She sent me a text.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 8:30. This was Siobhan this morning looking forward to the top Hollywood actor, Tom Hanks, being in the building.
I'm going to try not to grab him or do things that I shouldn't do. Like, just like a mad super fan. I'm obsessed with Tom
Hanks. What's your favourite Tom Hanks film?
Shawshank's probably the one.
Yeah, remember
the one
when
he wasn't in.
Yeah, he wasn't in that one. Yeah. But, I think Green Mile, you could see. I mean, it's about 5 o'clock in the morning. You could see the thinking.
Fair enough, really.
See the thinking there. But yeah, we forgive you, Siobhan. It's okay.
Now, this is Jim White, and we're a bit worried there are cracks appearing in his mid-morning partnership.
Well, this has been a different show, that is for real, with no Mr. Simon Jordan this morning, but it's been brilliant and I'm so pleased.
No need for that, is there? No need for that. Well, this is Barry Glendenning on the warm-up, talking Brighton.
Injury-ravaged Brighton, who were missing... they lost Fatty Lamptey during the game.
It's a bit harsh.
It's a bit harsh. Fatty
Lamptey.
It's
quite trim to me.
Big school playground, isn't it? For a lad who always looks in good nick, but there we are.
This is Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent on Drive, recording a great moment in Arsenal's history.
Tough for grabs now, that one.
When he's got that shirt. Is that when he scores the winner?
Yeah.
89?
Yeah. Was that 89?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? How do you feel? Were you born then?
Yeah, I was 84.
Wow, he's wearing well, isn't he?
Well,
so he was 84 in 89. I mean, I haven't done the maths, but it's very impressive. He looked in good shape. I mean, it's, you know, I was watching him play at Tottenham when he was in his 90s. Anyway, this is Danny Murphy at Fulham v Wolves.
Iwobi, probably one of the few Fulham players on the pitch who's got the physicality to stay with Cunha when he starts going through the gears. Great to see discipline.
My favourite type.
It is. Of all the types of discipline, I like the discipline type, don't you?
Yeah. Staying with the fallout from that match, here's former referee's boss, Keith Hackett.
3 minutes to review a penalty kick. Let's all go home. Because I thought Gary McNeil last night, McNeil was brilliant. O'Neill was brilliant.
Yeah, it's our new game show we're going to do. It's called Neil McNeil O'Neill. So you'd start with Gary, is it a Neil? Well, he's an O'Neill, of course. And you might have a Billy, the late great Billy. And you'd have, is he Billy Neil? Is he Billy McNeil? Is he Billy O'Neill?
You know. I'm going with Dwight.
You get the. That's right. Alan Neil was Alan McNeil. And that was a different bloke, wasn't it? Different spelling.
But slightly, but
we'll give that a try. Anyway, back to Siobhan, getting festive.
This is pretty normal now. Advent calendars for the old pooches. I actually left my husband out on the table.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Siobhan. And what's next?
She's a fiery woman.
She is.
Let's cross to the Moose now. Well, who's watching Luton versus Palace?
Luton now having to defend this league given to by Jacob Brown 6 minutes before the end of normal time, and certainly the Luton crowd have tried to suck the referee's whistle to go a bit quicker.
That's going to spread some germs, isn't it? 12,000 people sucking the referee's whistle.
It's a bit off.
Anyway, Jim's back chatting to a caller.
Martin, hi to you.
Hi Jim, are you okay?
Very good, thank you sir. Where are you speaking from? Where do we find you?
I'm in Wrexham.
You're in Wrexham. Why not?
That's good question. Why not?
It's a great question, isn't it? Why not? Why not live? I think he's been doing a little bit of work for the Wrexham Tourist Board.
Why not live in Wrexham?
Live in Wrexham? Why not? Yeah, sounds like a winner.
Yeah, it's also on duty for TalkSport this week at PSG vs Newcastle. Sorry, I messed that up. Was the Toons' former manager, Alan Pardew.
Back in the day, this was a thing that was always talked about, the spirit of the game. Play the game in the spirit of the game. When you was young, it would be grilled into you.
Oh, blimey. I think Alan might have gone to a public school.
It was a branding idea.
Yeah. Apparently. It was grilled into him. Sticking with that match, you may recall this classic from back in the day.
William's in Tyneside. Hi, William. You're on TalkSport.
Hello.
Hello, William. Happy New Year to you.
Hiya.
What's your point, mate?
There's 2 points I'd like to make about Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Newcastle United, you know, quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise how good he was.
Oh, you're missing him. You're missing him clearly, based on what you got now.
God, he scored so many goals.
It's a great
guy. That's a Mickey Quinn and dance, of course. What happened this weekend, Andy?
Well, we think his son called the sports bar.
Yeah.
They need the most cheatingest VAR decision ever. It was never a penalty in a million years.
I mean, no one's cheated, have they, though? It's just isn't incompetence. It's what?
It's cheating. We were robbed.
Getting very tearful up there.
Oh, yes. Well, they're very emotional about their
football. Blimey. Anyway, let's get the caller of the week now to Mark Goldbridge.
Let's talk to Robert, Arsenal fan. What were your thoughts today, Robert, and the bigger picture for Arsenal? Are you title contenders? Robert, can you hear me?
No.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
That's a brilliant
great call.
That's a brilliant clip. Here's Jim White again with his tribute to legendary comedian Frankie Howard.
In government or in politics. You probably recall, and we tittered, did we not?
Oh, no! No! There we are. No. Beautiful from there. He does all the comics for us in the office. This is a caller talking Liverpool.
They're letting goals in. We've got a new forward line. I mean, Nunes couldn't hit a barn door with a shovel last year.
We couldn't quite work out whether that was a thing or not. You couldn't hit a barn door. It normally ends there, doesn't it? It's the cow's backside with the banjo. What are you hitting with a shovel?
Couldn't hit a barn door because there's a lot of air. You don't need a shovel.
He's brought a shovel in.
Don't bring the shovel
in. Just don't bring... as long as he's not hitting a barn door with shovel from M people.
I hope not.
That would be wrong. So what's next, Andy?
Japan's back, her third appearance. And I know she's listening. This time chatting to overnight host Paul Ross about the Loch Ness Monster. You think.
And another great naturalist called Sir Peter Scott goes on television wearing a t-shirt that says, "There is a Nessie." It was like a national hysteria in this. I've completely forgotten about it. It's a great documentary, though.
Okay, I mean, that's the thing. Messi's been floating around for 100 years. What if Messi's just Messi?
Messi?
Is it Nessie or Messi? Let's play Nessie or Messi. After we've finished with Neil McNeil and O'Neill, we'll play.
I mean, the way he plays, Lionel, he does sort of float around, but I don't know for another 100 years.
The producer made the point. He'd just be there in Loch Ness, just not moving at all for about 70 minutes. Then he'd just move about a bit, do something brilliant, and then just stop moving again. You get the idea with that. And finally, it's Jim White getting ready for the panto season.
Before a ball was kicked in this Champions League campaign, Danny...
Nobody thought
he could have told
through.
Us that.
But you suppose.
So, in other words,
what you're asking
after all
do.
The huffing and puffing, we've learnt nothing about Celtic in Europe.
After huffing and puffing,
you shall go
nothing.
To the ball. That's right.
Actually, over the years on Talksport, we've had some wonderful accidental poetry.
We have.
You get Vincent Tan. He's a hugely wealthy man.
Nice, soft, receptive greens for this final day, it seems.
Tell us about this lad, Scott Twine, because he wears the number 9.
All white to our right. It looks quite the sight.
No drinking in Wembley Way. This man and I were talking about that the other day.
We were catching some lovely wrasse. I caught a bass.
Producer Joe, the man in charge of this very show.
Stops it going out of play for a throw. Neat turn by Burgess, finds Lowe. Is it caught by Potter? The referee says no. And Alderman, it's gone out of play for a throw.
Johnny Evans must be thanking the heavens.
Two words of warning to Reading this morning.
morning.
New Zealand 8, Tonga 0 here on TalkSport.
Aubameyang had escaped his marker and he should have just tapped it past Aritha Balaga.
Darren was runner-up with John Arthur third. Here's Daz's reports in his own words.
Sam, the Liverpool fan, whose brother Dan is a Man U fan.
Lukaku, he scored everywhere he's gone. You know, even loan periods at West Brom.
When icicles hang by the dressing room wall and the ref blows his FA Cup whistle once more and Wigan look to conquer Southampton and all, Jim Proudfoot's nose looks red and raw.
Clips, slips and blips next week.
Yes, indeed, we will. We should thank everybody who suggested them this week. They were the Sultan, John McMahon, Alan Jenkins, Shah, the Duke of Knutsford, Sean Fackrell, Clive in Everton, oh yeah, Old Clumsy, Shaban Hearn, thank you, Shaban, Alan in Sunderland, Neil Acantha, Sam Baldry, Roger in Durham, Naylor, Chris in Sutton, that's another made-up one, P.S. Mikey, Maggie from the North, Joth 90, Neville in Southall, oh, for goodness sake, Official Nick, doing fine now. All suggested clips that were played. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J. As always, we need a day and a time when you heard it go out. So we've got a fighting chance to listen back. And if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.